amithejerk1310 at gmail.com. And we'll roll through those. But Donnie, let's see what we've got.
Thank you, Matt. Here we go. I work as a delivery driver, and one of the biggest pet peeves I have is the use of the Ring doorbell for customers to negotiate with me to leave packages, such as wine deliveries that need signatures when they are not home. There's always a delay, and it takes forever just to tell them no. Then they get upset. Now it's just easier to act like I hear nothing anytime someone starts talking to me through their doorbell. I fill out the slip as they are talking and move on. Am I the jerk?
I will say no, because I do understand the legality of, if you're having one of those wine or beer membership things, you're legally supposed to sign for it to make sure that the person accepting it is over 21. So I understand it from his standpoint. I get the person saying, oh, I'm not home. I know this will shock everybody. I have a beer thing that I do, and I'll order beers that get delivered usually once a month.
No way!
And they need a signature?
They did for a long time, and then
they just know now, yeah.
Where everybody knows your name. No, and it was cool. And I really appreciate that, because then they started saying, hey, you know, you're getting this regularly. If you just want to send us a picture of your ID, we can keep it on file. And then that way, and so now the guy will text me like, hey, is it cool if we stop by in the morning and drop, and they'll drop it off like 5 a.m. I'm like, yeah, just put it on the front porch. And so I get that part of it, but I also understand what he's saying as a delivery driver. Legally, I mean, you got to know when you're ordering this stuff that legally somebody 21 has to prove that you can accept it.
They do know that. They just don't do it.
Like, right.
So I've done some Uber Eats and Door Dashing, and the amount of times, and I've got it in the settings where, like, I think it's incredibly awkward to like knock on a door, ring a doorbell, and a child answers. So I've put it in my settings.
Yeah.
I don't want to accept any orders from children, but that doesn't mean that some kid doesn't have their mom's Uber Eats and will order something, and then sometimes it'll be an alcohol something, and you now the private,
you just handed a,
or you have
a
to decide
boozy slushy to an 8-year-old,
where you have, well, yeah, then you have to decide, okay,
yeah,
do I make the call here of calling out this 17-year-old?
I'm going to keep this for myself.
Right.
You're sipping on it as you walk back to the car.
Now, by the way, the cops are
if
on
your
the
ratings
way.
Are good, you make that call every time.
Right. So, yeah, I always find it weird to have a conversation with someone through the Ring doorbell. I try my best to avoid it. I think I've only done it once in all the time that we've had it.
Half the time they don't work right, or
right,
they're not
like,
connected
what?
To the phone.
This is all weird.
Yeah.
One time we had a wine delivery to the house, and they were delivering pretty late. I may have been with Killer. We were at training camp. And the guy was, and my wife wasn't home, but he was sitting on the front porch. Almost like he was waiting. And it's weird because you get the Ring notification. There's a dude sitting on my front porch and I'm in California.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm like,
hello? What you doing, bud?
You know, first thing I'm doing is calling the wife. You're not expecting company,
what?
Are you? Like, yeah, at least have him come around the back.
Right.
What are you doing?
We have a Ring camp.
That's just not smart, dude.
I wonder how many times the Ring camera has caught an affair situation.
So
probably not now, before then, when they were first, like, on the market, first
you wouldn't
new.
Think of it, and you're like, hey, just, you know, he left, come in.
Yeah, how many Bill Belichick situations
right.
have we had where,
like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Some old broad is,
that's why,
out.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta put one on your back door as well.
Right.
Oh, you're like, so, oh, so to speak. You can't get in the house, it's impossible.
Yeah, that'd be weird to
so
have
to
one
speak.
On your back door.
Huh? Be a new angle. I don't know if I've seen that before.
All right, here's the second thing from the same email. I think of Donnie when typing this and how he said a while back he will never answer the door, which is not true. I didn't say never.
We just talked about you sometimes answering the Ring door.
Well, when I need a signature, I ring, knock, wait, fill out the paper, and place on door. And then when back to the truck, the customer comes running out. Several minutes wasted each time on our already busy day. So now, with these repeat non-door answerers, I make an effort to get back to the truck and out of there before they come running out.
Yeah.
You can get your wine tomorrow. I don't have time to wait for you to decide if you want to answer the door. You know you have something coming that needs a signature. Am I the jerk? Those are great. Because, yeah, they have a busy day going on, and I will admit, if I get a knock on the door, I'm looking to see who it is. And then I will go. I try not to wait too long.
Yeah.
To answer the door. But
how long is too long, do you think? Like, if you're a delivery driver, how long is fair to say you should wait this long to give it? So they could be in the back of the house or whatever, using the bathroom. I don't know.
Most of the apps have like a timer on it. If you text your customer through the app, it'll start like an 8-minute timer.
Okay.
And after that timer's up, I mean, you're free to go. That doesn't mean you're not then going to get a call from the customer afterwards being like, what the hell? You didn't leave my stuff or whatever.
Like, well, but, you should have answered the door.
Right. Huh? I was there for 10 minutes. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I really agree with the delivery driver more so.
Just I do
because
too.
Again, you do know you always get, especially if it's a UPS FedEx type situation, you always know, hey, it's out for delivery. It's coming today. You were expecting the delivery, as he points out. And if you're home, why would you not answer the door and be like, oh, this is my delivery?
Because I would rather the knock or the ring be for something I need to sign than just letting me know a package is there and then walking off.
Right. Every time an Amazon package gets delivered, I don't need you to ring the door.
Or knock on a door.
Right. Yeah. I don't need that.
But I get that. And then that's what kind of gives me pause a bit because, oh, what's happening? And then they're just walking down the walkway back to their truck, just letting me know. Like I'm grateful that you're letting me know.
Yeah.
But it's almost like crying wolf because the guy that needs the signature, I'm thinking, I guess I need to know exactly what I need to sign for.
Right. Yeah.
And what I don't need to sign for.
I would think that, especially in this situation, if it's alcohol, I get excited on my beer delivery days.
We know.
I would
but if it's
I'm
wine,
the same way with the wine thing also.
I would think, oh, my wine's here.
That's audio of Matt waiting for his beer delivery.
He's here.
He's so excited when it's about
to happen.
That's
true. And then I go down. I always open up the box and I take them all out and I read them out loud, even though I already know what I'm getting. And I stack them up on the table and take a picture.
Do you look just like that when you're reading them too? Like kind of cross-eyed, mouth agape.
I'll show you the picture of the last one that I got.
He carries the bottle with both hands to the refrigerator, one at a time.
With like gloves on.
Like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Here you go. This was last month's that I took a picture of. Because I stack them all up.
Oh, that's a lot of beer, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can see that in there.
That is a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That all comes in one package?
Yeah. Yeah, I got 20 this last time, so.
That's awesome. Hello, Invasion. P1 Ham was probably driving into work. Well, he worked today, so that's not the case. Right now, listen to this. I just purchased my lunch to celebrate lunchtime with the Invasion. Oh, when I was stuck at a traffic light while coming to a stop, I only then noticed the car next to me had food on the roof of the car with no lid on it, sausage patties exposed to the elements, and tailpipe exhaust. Weird. Their car window was slightly open, and the passenger in the car was completely reclined, like he was trying to sleep or possibly sick. I could hear the car radio on, and if I tried to communicate, they wouldn't be able to hear me. I know how long the light was going to last and knew if I got out and told them, I would hold up traffic behind me. Once we were moving, I watched as their food was flung over their car as they got on the entrance ramp to the highway. Am I the jerk for not attempting to alert them that they left food on the roof of their car, or am I okay because the food was probably already ruined?
Hold on, he was in full recline?
There are some people who will.
Like in drive mode?
Motor down the street or the highway, fully reclined.
Yeah, it's a lot. Man, yeah.
You lean forward at all to see?
I mean, I guess all you could do is roll down your window and try to be like, hey! And
like I thought to say, there was a lady next to me and her gas tank was open.
That's a big one.
And I wanted to say something, but she was focused straight ahead. I bump, honk my horn?
Right. Cause then they're going to think that you're just honking at them.
And she
okay. But because her check engine light is going to come on is that still happening in cars now?
Why is that bad if your gas thing is not? Like, do we live in a world where people are just, like, driving with it open and somebody's trying to throw stuff in it?
I guess it's just not bad. It's just making them
you on the run.
I always wondered.
Making them aware that it's open. Because
the food thing
You got to try with the food thing.
You're not a jerk. I don't think they're a jerk that they didn't because it's the guy's own fault. But, you know, like you said, maybe you honk or...
I would do it for a phone.
A phone?
Yeah. If there was a phone on top of the car.
You might just like position your car like right behind
it. And open your window and try to see if you can slide it in there.
Yeah, right. Try to hit it like
especially if it's a bag that you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
In the window.
I want that. I'm hungry.
Like me this morning.
You missed your breakfast.
I missed my breakfast.
You could have used those sausage patties.
All right. I would have gotten out and just taken it off the car and nibbled on it myself.
And if I eliminate alerting him and if I just get out and grab the food, that we're back in the car before the traffic starts.
Yeah, and then throw it at him because I actually didn't want a biscuit. All right. This biscuit.
Like, what? Cheese?
Sunny side up.
So, no, I don't think Ham is a jerk for not alerting him. That's not your fault that he left the food on the car. No. But it makes you think about what you will try to get the other person's attention. Because remember when you had the threat of if you didn't have headlights on, then that was like a gang thing that
and they would kill you.
If you flashed them that they didn't have their lights on.
Didn't we talk about this.
Yeah, I think it's disproven, but that was like,
it was
the thought, and I would never 100%. Ever flash anyone at nighttime if they didn't have their lights on.
Because they were looking for you, and if you flashed, then you're done. That's it.
You are done.
They will track you down and gun you down.
Yeah, I don't know what I try to get the attention for. Again, I saw the gas tank, and I looked, if she looked over, I would have motioned that her tank was open. I don't know what hand motion I would give that the tank was open.
I don't know what you're doing there either.
I saw a lady, this is in the last couple of weeks, at a stoplight that had, she was in the passenger seat and her dress was sticking out from the door.
Oh, okay.
But they were talking because I was trying to wave and I was going to point to the dress, but.
That feels like the beginning of a movie.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, man, that is a lot of dress. Like, it was almost touching the ground. Like, she got a lot of dress in that door. And how did she not know? I don't know.
Well, if you're closing it, you're not moving around, and it's easy. I'll bet you that's way easier. You know, I have to stand up or move. My dress is caught.
Yeah, it's not a toe. Like, it's a dress.
See, that's why you should always open the door for your lady so that you can see, make sure her dress doesn't get caught. Like, make sure you get it there.
I do open the door for the lady.
See,
I'm a car door opener. Except when we leave from the house. For some reason, I don't open the car door there.
Like in the garage?
Yeah, like if my car's outside, I just hop right in. I don't usually open.
You drive off.
You're points for it.
But everywhere else.
Yeah, because you're in public.
I'll open the door.
Right.
No, it's not trying to get points.
It's a display of affection.
It's the nice thing to do.
Have your house.
Thank you. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send those scenarios. And we do it every Thursday at 10:50. So, looking forward to that.